So the question is, and why not just let everything happen naturally? Why should I have to make any endeavor to discipline myself to act in a certain way?
Yeah, they say,
because just let it come naturally.
It's already guiding from within.
Yeah, so, okay, well, let's apply that philosophy then to earning a living, for example. Why should I endeavor to make money just, you know, to pay my rent? Why not just let the money come naturally, whatever's going to come? And see, you know, tell, and the landlord comes, says, where's your rent money? He says, well, when it comes naturally, then I'll give it to you. And he says, well, what's coming naturally to me is to evict you from your apartment because you're not paying the rent. Yeah. But my dear landlord, I'm just doing what comes naturally. Well, I'm naturally evicting you because you're not paying the rent. Or let's say somebody wants to get a college degree. And they, well, whenever I feel like it's natural to get up and go to class, I will go. But if it's not, doesn't feel natural, I will just stay in my apartment.
That is very helping, but if they can just think about, I'm just going to sit and the food will go into my mouth, and that's when I will do it.
I'm not going to cook anything either.
I'm not going to do anything, I'll just sit and everything will just go into my mouth and naturally, and then I'll satisfy.
There is a type of renunciation where the sadhus do that. But that takes a very advanced soul, where they don't even actually endeavor to get clothing. They don't even, I mean, they just pass stool and urine just for their sitting. They don't even get up to answer his nature's call to go anywhere. They don't have an apartment. They don't endeavor for food. They just, even to pass stool and urine, just they don't move. They just stay in one place. And whatever comes, comes. If food comes, they live. If it doesn't come, they starve to death. That's a type of renunciation, but that's a very difficult type of renunciation to do. So that's, for one who really wants to just let everything come naturally, then that's what they have to do. That's what they really have to do. They can't endeavor for clothing, they can't endeavor for, you know, a warm apartment during the winter. They have to just sit in one place and whatever comes, comes. It could be heat, it could be cold, it could become a tiger coming to eat you. You just take whatever comes. It's called the method of the python. So that method is is not very practical for the average person.
If it comes, you just have to put the food into your mouth. You can't just close in.
Yeah, even then he'll pick the food up and put it in his mouth.
If it comes natural, you have to chew. Yeah, you have to chew. You have to do something.
So the real fact is there are two natures. If one says, I just want to be natural, the real fact is there's two natures. There's a spiritual nature or the internal nature, and then there's the material nature, the external nature. There's two different natures. So they say, I just want to act naturally. All right, well, which nature do you want to act under then? Someone who is unaware of the spiritual nature, they will just act according to the material nature. But the material nature will keep you entangled in birth, death, old age, and disease, birth after birth. Birth, death, old age, and disease, lifetime after lifetime. So an intelligent person discriminates between the spiritual nature and the material nature, and he chooses voluntarily to act within the spiritual nature. But because right now we are addicted to acting within the material nature, it requires some focus or some mental discipline and some physical discipline and some verbal discipline to retrain oneself how to act in terms of the spiritual nature. If you just want to go, even in the material nature, discipline is required to be successful. Otherwise, you'll be a complete failure if you don't discipline yourself. We see in America there's people, men who don't want to discipline themselves, and women, they just stand out on the sidewalk, on the street corner, will work, you know, and beg. And they live as beggars, and at night they sleep in the bushes. because they don't want to discipline themselves. But still they have to discipline themselves to get up at this traffic light and beg for money. That also requires discipline. Long, hard hours they stand there going up and down the cars begging for money when people come at the stoplight. So even they have to discipline themselves, because the money is not just going to come to them. Just like you're a businessman, you have to put energy into your business, otherwise it'll be a failure, isn't it? Complete failure. So if I'm willing to put, if I have to put energy to be successful materially, then did not I also have to put energy to become spiritually successful? Yes, it's required. But I'm thinking, well, I have so many responsibilities to make my business successful. I don't really have time for spiritual life. Well, that, if that's what you want, then that's all right. But at the time of death, where will you be? You invested all of your money in a bank account that will be closed by higher authorities. Wouldn't that be a shame? Your whole life you put your money into this bank account and say, okay, now that's it. I'm ready to cash in. They say, oh, sorry, it was the wrong account. You, all that money is lost. You put it in the wrong account. So the fact is the body will get old, it will get sick, and it will die. And all that energy we did running our business or working our job to maintain the body, it's lost energy. It's just lost. It's waste. Because you can't claim anything back. And you ignored the need of the soul. That we cannot do. So that, therefore, we should set aside some time. Even if we have to make, you know, $100 less per week from our business, it's better to take a little time out in the morning to sit down with chanting beads. At least take 15 to 20 minutes every day. Just to sit down before you do anything. Get up, take your bath, sit down and have a little place like here with Krishna's picture and just chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. Just a time when it's just you and God, nothing else. Forget about your business, forget about your body, just forget everything. It's just a time when you have a personal meeting with Allah or God. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And then, after you've had your meeting, your morning meeting, then you do your business. And actually the fact is that this material nature is being controlled by Krishna. You may put, a devotee can put more time into praying and less time into his business and actually make more money from his business. Because those customers are all sent by Krishna anyway. Yeah. They're all sent by Krishna.
I have a little place. I have...
Do you have Japa beads here? For that you can... You can sell the people? You have extras?
Not much. It's 7 or 8.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we brought a few also. But yeah, that's nice if you can chant. You can sit and chant this Hare Krishna mantra. That is my request. If you can chant at least one round every day. Are you willing to do that? All right, very good. So you have the beads or you can, she will give you, she will supply the beads. You need to give some donation. That's part of the... It's a spiritual thing. You give something for the beads. Because we have to bring them from India and that way we can get more of them. We have to pay the... There's a businessman who sells the beads. You know how it is. So we pay the business... He's called the Malawala. So we pay the Malawala for the beads and then we bring them to Turkey and then... And that way we can bring more. But yeah, that's if you can chant every day, you will teach him how to use the beads. Yeah. Between the thumb and the second finger of the right hand. On the bead, you'll see one bead. There's 108 beads for chanting, and there's one bead which is on the end, which marks the end of the strand. You see? So you begin just next to the end bead. You don't chant on the end of bead. You just next to it. You begin. The end bead there is the one with the string on it. You just start just next to the end bead. You will chant. You will start. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you go to the second bead and do the same thing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the next bead, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this way you come all the way around. And actually, once you get accustomed to it, you can do it in 7.5 minutes, 5 to 7.5 minutes per round. So it doesn't take that long. So once you get into it, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. In this way, you can really go into deep meditation on the sound vibration. And then you come all the way around here, and that's called one round. Or in India, they call it one mala. One round in English language. And then you can set a daily quota. Well, every day I will chant one round. As you've now agreed to one round every day. So then when you're ready, you think, well, this is really opening up my consciousness. I like to meditate on Krishna or God throughout the day, but now I feel much more strongly connected with Him throughout the entire day just because I did one round in the morning. So then as you feel the inspiration, you can increase your own daily quota. You can double it to 2 malas a day. Now what we do who are initiated followers of Hare Krishna, we have a vow of chanting 16 malas or rounds every day. But you do not have to do that many because you're not initiated. But you can do whatever you do. You have to do at least one round as you have promised me. From now for the rest of your life, you must do at least one round every day. And then you can increase that as you feel the inspiration. And then then Adi Radhika can tell me how you're coming. You can sometimes ask him how he's doing. Tell me your name.
Ahmed.
Ahmed. That's A-H-M-A-D. Ahmed.
T.
Ahmed.
Yeah. In Turkish language, we spell it like that, Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Yeah.
Ahmed.
Yeah, this name is original.
A-H-M-E-T?
Yeah.
Ahmed.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Arabic name.
Yes.
In Arabic language, they say Ahmad.
Ahmad.
Yeah, Ahmad, they say. But the Turkish...
There is no D.
The Turkish flavor.
Yeah.
It's like tea for Turkey, so you have the Ahmet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he on your e-course?
Also, I have regular things I send on the internet. You have an email. You must have an email address.
Yeah, I have.
Would you like to be on my free e-course where you get things in the email regularly from me every day? Okay. Yeah, we'll add you to the e-course also. We actually send it in 2 formats every day. You get it in text and in HTML. The reason we do that is that some of the ISPs block the HTML, but they allow the text version to come through. But actually, everyone prefers to get HTML because it's easier to read. So actually, you'll get it in both formats every day, just in case your ISP is blocking the HTML. Sometimes they might even block the text as well, but there's a way to, if that happens, you can let her know, and you can also see it online. There's a place online where you can see our daily mailings as well. So anyway, that's any further questions?
And the more I feel the inspiration to chant comes, the more you learn about Krishna, about devotees, you feel more and more taste.
Of course.
So. It's an acquired taste. I mean, just like some people, you know, they become wine connoisseurs. In the beginning, a little child, you never even taste wine. The first time you taste wine is not very, you know, but then people acquire a taste for wine. They become a connoisseur of wine. They love it. So in the beginning, it's an acquired taste. Even though the taste is actually there within, it's covered because we've been in the material nature for so long. But by disciplining yourself to chant at least one mala or one round every day, then you'll find that taste awakens, and gradually you'll become a connoisseur of Krishna consciousness. You'll become very, if you chant every, your taste for it will increase, and you'll become eager to read more about it, to hear more about it. You might even end up going on a pilgrimage to India someday, just to get in on your, take a vacation from your business and go to Vrindavan in India. So you can just increase your taste, so that it grows on you. You'll find that it's very, very, the more your taste grows, it becomes more and more exciting thing. Because then you feel that connection throughout your entire day. You feel that divine connection even while you're engrossed in your... What sort of business do you do?
Art business.
You paint themselves, or you're a wholesaler?
I'm not painting, I'm just selling.
You're distributing like a dealer. It's a retail or it's wholesale?
Wholesale sometimes. How
you supply art stores with paintings? Or?
I have some artist friends, they are painting and I'm selling.
So mainly it's a retail. You have an art store where they sell their arts, and you. Oh, that's good.
But
you must have seen our Krishna art.
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful?
This is of course. I have to do. I wanted to do that business in Turkey. Of course, also in the T-shirts as a press. So we couldn't do that.
You cannot.
I can, but I couldn't. I could not do that.
What is?
We could not do. Yapabilirim.
Baskılar falan bunları hep yapmak da istedik. İş olarak bu Krishna şeylerini tişörtlere baskı yapmak istedik. Giysiler var ya. Krishna ve bu tür giysiler.